Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. In a change of policy, President Bush has ordered the Coast Guard to stop boatloads of Haitian refugees and escort them back home. Randall Pinkston reports.
The Bush administration insists the new policy stems from concern for the safety of Haitian boat people. The president issued an executive order authorizing the Coast Guard to return Haitians found on the high seas to their impoverished island homeland. White House officials describe the refugee situation as dangerous and unmanageable, pointing to overcrowding at an emergency refugee center at Guantanamo Bay Naval Base in Cuba, where 12,500 boat people now await processing of their claims for political asylum. But critics are outraged, describing the policy as a cruel decision which could result in returnees being punished by the military junta. The administration says Haitians who want to apply for political asylum should do so at the American Embassy in Port-au-Prince. Randall Pinkston, CBS News, Kennebunkport.
Advocates for the boat people promise a court challenge. Attorney Cheryl Little calls the new policy a fatal blow to the Haitian refugees.
It has sent a clear message to the de facto military government in Haiti that they can overthrow a democratically elected president, that they can terrorize the people, and that the U.S. administration doesn't care.
The latest cycle of Middle East violence has brought several more deaths, including a 15-year-old Israeli girl stabbed by a Palestinian near Tel Aviv, and a Lebanese family of five reportedly killed in an Israeli airstrike. Alan Pizzi reports.
While Israeli warplanes blasted guerrilla camps in Lebanon today, troops sealed off the occupied Gaza Strip to prevent Palestinians from entering Israel for 3 days. The air raids were the fourth since last Thursday against targets of pro-Iranian Hezbollah guerrillas. Reports from Lebanon said a number of Lebanese civilians were killed. Israeli Defense Force spokesman Moshe Vogel warned that Israel would not back off.
The Hezbollah terrorist organization increased its attacks since the Madrid peace conference, and there have been declarations that these terrorist organizations will continue their terrorist attacks in order to undermine the peace process.
Gaza was sealed off in the wake of violent clashes with gunmen from the Hamas group, which also rejects the peace talks. There were reports of tire burnings and stoning of Israeli military vehicles in Gaza today. Alan Pizzi, CBS News, Tel Aviv.
In Bangkok, outrage over the amnesty granted to soldiers who last week ordered the shooting of pro-democracy demonstrators. More from newsman Rick Fredrickson.
Protesters want justice in Thailand. One day after the downfall of Prime Minister Suchinda, demonstrators want official wrongdoers prosecuted. Besides Suchinda, pro-democracy supporters have also taken aim at a group of senior military commanders who went along with the determination to smash anti-government rallies. Also today, outside Parliament, some Thais considered coalition government politicians partly responsible for appointing Suchinda and backing his forceful reaction to street protests. Suchinda and his military cronies were in seclusion today, while Parliament was shown on TV in a series of preliminary votes designed to curb military influence in the government. Rick Fredrickson for CBS News, Bangkok.
It's now 3 minutes past seven. The world is losing patience with Serbia's aggression in Bosnia-Herzegovina, which has left some 2,300 people dead and created more than a million refugees. In Lisbon over the weekend, Secretary of State James Baker lobbied for UN sanctions against Serbia, similar to those imposed on Iraq. Tomorrow, the European community considers a total trade embargo. Today, Serb-led Yugoslav troops began evacuating their last bases in Bosnia. Correspondent Barry Peterson has more from Belgrade.
The world may be stepping up the pressure to end the civil war here, but it's unlikely to have any effect anytime soon. The war is being waged primarily by Serbia, trying to hold on to territory in the north that was once part of Yugoslavia. But Serbia has more than just designs on territory. It is also ruled by the former communist regime that once extended its control across the whole country. The regime is already in trouble. The economy here is grinding to a halt. There is a fledgling peace movement, and many Serbians are sick at heart when they see the pictures of the war. To counter those emotions, the regime is using the war to whip up ethnic hatreds that should have faded decades ago, and it seems to be working. The sense here is that the ruling party faces no widespread organized opposition from within, and because of that, can withstand pressure from without for a very long time. Barry Peterson, CBS News, Belgrade.
Today, Secretary of State Baker visits Tbilisi, Georgia, to see his old friend Edward Shevardnadze. The Bush administration is said to be studying new limits on underground nuclear weapons tests, with one plan virtually halting all testing by 1995. The Washington Post reports the president may announce a new policy by the time Russian President Boris Yeltsin arrives for a summit next month. It's 6 minutes past seven. The 1992 presidential primary season winds up a week from tomorrow with contests in five states, including California, the biggest delegate prize of all. President Bush has already locked up the GOP nomination, and as Richard Threlkeld reports, the Democratic frontrunner is getting close.
Bill Clinton's been spending some of what time he's devoted to California among blue-collar union voters, with an eye not so much on winning the California primary, but winning the election in the fall. They're among the 15% of California Democrats who've been in the habit of voting Republican for president, the so-called Reagan Democrats. Clinton will need them if he's to have any hope of collecting California's 54 Electoral College delegates in November. His southern moderation might appeal to them, except for the prospect of billionaire Ross Perot getting into the race. For many of those voters, Perot's just the sort of can-do political outsider they've been looking for. So Clinton's task, beyond beating George Bush, will be to try to keep the Reagan Democrats from turning into Perot Democrats. Richard Threlkeld, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Clinton rival Jerry Brown suggests the Perot boom could trigger a delegate revolt at the Democratic convention.
If Mr. Perot continues to be first and Clinton third, the people back in New York City next month are going to take a second look. And I continue to keep hope alive, to keep the possibility that this party can make a real difference.
Brown spoke in Clinton's backyard, Little Rock. Tomorrow, Arkansas and Kentucky hold presidential primaries. Instead of attending the Memorial Day parade in Kennebunkport, where AIDS activists plan a protest, President Bush played golf this morning with Maine's Governor McKiernan. In a recorded holiday message, Mr. Bush said the nation must not forget servicemen still listed as missing in action.
We must renew our commitment to accounting for those whose fate is still unknown, and we must let their sacrifices give meaning and purpose to our nation's future.
Senate Democratic leader George Mitchell, in a reply, noted the lack of help for displaced U.S. defense workers.
The Bush administration has no plan for America. That's shocking. Even more shocking is that they do have a plan for Russia.
The Juneau County, Wisconsin courthouse is open this holiday, processing more than 85 people arrested at a big pro-marijuana festival they're calling Weedstock. The charges include possession of drugs and concealed weapons. Chicago police say one security aide for the rap group Boys to Men was found shot to death early today in a hotel elevator, and a second security guard was wounded in the knee. The group has been on tour with Hammer, who performed in Chicago over the weekend. Police say they have a good description of the gunman, and they're looking for him. Overseas this holiday, the dollar is lower. With the London bullion market closed for the holiday, gold is up 80 cents an ounce in Zurich. Checking the time on the World News Roundup, 10 minutes now past 7.